Following Monday's city election, tonight's unofficial results show Alex Nuttall as the new mayor of Barrie. Barrie was destined to have a new mayor after Jeff Lehman opted not to seek a fourth term. 7 people were vying for the position. Barrie Ward finished second with 12,624 votes, while Nuttall secured 13,401 votes, a margin of 777 votes. Jerry Marshall finished third with 2,745 votes, followed by Mike McCann, 1,700, Andrew Gordon, 449, Weldon Hatchie, 315, and Rob Haverson, 134. Barrie City Council will have a decidedly different look during the 2022-26 term. Several of the wards were also poised to have a new councillor, including wards 4 and 10 where the incumbent instead chose to run for mayor in Barrie Ward and Mike McCann, respectively. In Ward 1, which includes some of the city's older neighborhoods as well as numerous rental properties due to its proximity to Georgian College, incumbent Claire Rietma was re-elected in a 3-person race. Andre Jamerko was second with 969 votes and Constance Elliott came in third with 815. In Ward 2, which includes the city's downtown, Keenan Aylwin did not seek a second term, leaving 6 people battling for the post. Craig Nixon was proclaimed the winner with 1,418 votes, followed by Shanika Edwards, 1,044. Greg Peach, 607. Tracy Strom, 502. Bob Osowski, 184, and Tiff Arshie, 70. Ward 3 was won by Doug Shipley in 2018, but he vacated the seat in 2019 after being voted in as the MP for Barrie Springwater Oro Medant in the last federal election, which necessitated a by-election. Anne-Marie Kungel joined council in March 2020, after winning the by-election. Kungel retained her seat in what was a 3-person race with 2,001 votes, with Ryan Riho in second place with 424 votes and Zohaib Tahir in third with 327. Ward 4 was bound to have a new representative on City Council as Councillor Barrie Ward, who also served as deputy mayor this past term, set his sights on the big chair after more than 2 decades on council. Amy Corser was declared the winner Monday night with 1,134 votes cast in her favor. Tim Abel placed second, 770, followed by Robert Newman, 329. Dieter Muller, 257. Ajmal Noshahi, 207. Donald McLaurin, 185. Michael Lewis, 92, and M.D. Hafizur Rahman, 68. Ward 6 was also ready for a new councillor after Natalie Harris decided not to seek a second term, creating a 4-person contest. Ngusi Ngusi was the victor with 1,036 votes. Sharon Doran placed second with 884 votes, followed by Kevin Lepage, 823. Alan Bray, 666, and Daryl Duff, 41. In Ward 8, which includes the city's historic Allendale neighborhood, incumbent Jim Harris won a second term Monday night with 2,877 votes, outpacing his sole competitor, John Webb, who had 763 votes. Ward 9 incumbent Sergio Morales, who was acclaimed in 2018 and has 2 terms under his belt, was up against 3 other people vying for his South End seat. Morales claimed the seat again Monday with 1,427 votes, followed by Norm Costello, 293. William Rome, 251, and Adam Wilcox, 135. Ward 10, with 2-term councillor Mike McCann seeking the mayor's chair, had a 4-person battle as several newcomers threw their hat in the ring. Bryn Hamilton was named the winner with 1,896 votes, followed by Joy Douglas, 1,247. Ken Lloyd, 246, and Stephen Mertzos, 233. Wards 5 and 7 were both uncontested as Robert Thompson and Gary Harvey went unopposed to each secure a second term.